From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition chastises Caribbean governments for backing the use of force in the Gulf.
We think that the Caribbean countries ought to provide some leadership in a peace initiative supporting uncritically the Bush policy is not a peace initiative.
And in Barbados, the Democratic Labour Party returns to office following a comfortable election victory. Hello, I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Last weekend, at a peace rally in Washington, the Reverend Jesse Jackson hit out at Caribbean leaders for supporting the use of force in the Persian Gulf. Reverend Jackson said the Caribbean would suffer as a result of the war, as USAID and other development assistance earmarked for the Caribbean would be diverted. I telephoned the Rainbow Coalition office in New York in an effort to speak with Reverend Jackson, but he was unavailable. However, I did speak with the Coalition's International Affairs Director, Jack O'Dell, and asked him to expand on Reverend Jackson's criticism.
We think that the Caribbean countries ought to provide some leadership in a peace initiative supporting uncritically the Bush policy is not a peace initiative. The people of the Caribbean are burdened with debt. The prices of raw materials in many parts of the third world is being manipulated to stay down. There's great poverty in many of our Caribbean and other regions of the third world. And a policy of war only aggravates that situation.
But given past experiences, the Caribbean, I think, knows as well as anybody else that to get on the wrong side of Washington, economically and politically speaking, can be disastrous. Can't you understand, why they would take that position for fear of some sort of a backlash?
Well, what about the backlash from their own people? The purpose of leadership is to provide leadership and an integrous sense of direction for people. We're trying to change Washington. That's what our movement is about. And to support a policy of destruction is bound to have repercussions on these very countries.
Will the Rainbow Coalition be sort of trying to communicate this message to Caribbean leaders?
Oh, surely. Yes, indeed. Very definitely.
In what way?
Well, we are having a meeting of our executive committee on Friday, and this will be on the agenda. That is, how best to... Because when we make a statement like Reverend Jackson did, it is for purposes of being helpful and building bridges of understanding with the leadership of the Caribbean community and not for the purposes of creating antagonism. So we will be discussing more concrete ways to communicate our concerns. And our concerns are the fact that the Bush policy is a policy of war. It is a diplomacy of war, and it has led to war. And this is not going to be conducive to, as Reverend Jackson says, to the availability of resources that are needed for the development of the communities in the Caribbean, as well as the communities within our own country.
Jack O'Dell, International Affairs Director of the Rainbow Coalition. And the Anglican Bishop of Barbados, Drexel Gomez, says Caribbean leaders were wrong to support the use of force in the bid to eject the Iraqi army from Kuwait. Bishop Gomez says the war is not a just one, and he maintains that sanctions should have been given a longer time to work.
Sanctions should have been given a greater opportunity. I felt that the taking of the military option was done too quickly.
Of course, CARICOM leaders gave fairly wholehearted support to what ultimately was the use of force to remove the Iraqis from Kuwait. Does that concern you?
Yes, it does concern me because I felt that they should have been a little bit more diplomatic and they should have put a greater emphasis on sanctions. Because when one considers the matter from a purely economic point of view, the amount of money that has been spent on waging war in the Gulf in terms of the social benefits that could be derived that and the obvious loss of life that is occurring from the coalition's point of view, I feel that greater effort should have been put into diplomatic effort before resorting to the war, to the military option. I would regard it as an absolutely last option if everything else is failing, but I felt it was exercised too quickly. And it is quite, in my opinion, the leaders in the Caribbean were too quick to endorse the American military effort.
Why do you think that was the case?
Well, it does seem that in our region we are bowing the knee to whatever the U.S. dictates, unfortunately. That we seem to be moving away from the position of the early 70s and early 80s, where we were emphasizing self-reliance as a basic ideological position. And it seems to me that in the Caribbean we are almost forgetting about that, and we are moving towards a position of accommodation.
The Anglican Bishop of Barbados, Drexel Gomez. Beat them, San.